come with me on a journey. I want you to lie back and let your mind wander. Give yourself time and space to appreciate time with me. Relax for me, mind and body. Remove any distractions or clothing that would get in the way. This is our time. It's sacred. Start by breathing for me. Breathe in to the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Hold it to the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out to the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Good boy. Every little thing you do now to obey me will make each step of our journey together a little bit easier. Breathe for me again, and focus on the air as it moves in and out of your lungs. Feel it move through your nostrils and down into your lungs as you breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Feel it inside you, filling you as you hold it. 1, 2, 3. Feel it rush out of you as you breathe out. 1, 2, 3. This time, when you breathe, I want you to picture the air as it moves through you. Imagine it like liquid light, flowing energy, as it moves into you, fills you up, and leaves again. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. See the light. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Feel it tingle inside you, making you feel so good. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. And feel it leave. Keep breathing for me and counting for me, just like that. Let each breath fill you deeper, relax you further. I want you to visualize something for me. Imagine a forest of tall, old trees. When you look up, you can barely see the sun filtering through the great canopy of leaves. The trees are big, so big you can't wrap your arms around them. Their bark is rough and vibrant, like the trees here are more alive than any you have ever seen before. You can hear birdsong somewhere high above you. The air smells of leaves and fresh soil, and a warm, gentle breeze caresses your naked body. The sunlight and shade falling upon you are pleasant, changing between warm and cool as the breeze stirs the leaves overhead. Can you see it? Nod for me if you can. Good boy. Flex your feet and feel the rich loam between your toes. Feel the stress leaving your body, draining away into soft, rich earth under your feet, floating away with each breath of clean air. You can't help but smile a little. This forest is tranquil and quiet, untouched by the feet of any other man. Walk forward for me, my good boy. Let the soft earth of the forest path lead you deeper into cool darkness. With each breath, you step further into the woods. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. Feel your body and mind quiet as you walk past the ancient trees. Sunlight and shadow dappling on your naked flesh. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. Don't think about anything but the next step. The next patch of sunlight. The path leads you gently deeper, deeper and deeper under the sway of this ancient forest. You could turn and walk out. You could wish yourself away. But you don't want to. Go ahead and walk deeper. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. You can feel your body growing sleepy as you move deeper into the forest. You are so at peace, so happy, that you just want to find a patch of warm earth in the sun, curl up, and nap, just like a kitten. The sound of the birds and the whispers of the wind tell you, just a little farther, then you can rest. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. Ahead, you can see light growing between the trees. Grass and shrubs become more common along the path. The smaller plants drinking in the sunlight left by the ancients as they thin. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. You can hear a bubbling, burbling stream somewhere close. Water splashing across smooth stones. The sound calls you on, promising coolness and refreshment and life. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. The trees part before you. A grassy, sunlit clearing coming into view. Your sleepy brain knows this is the middle of the forest. Two chipmunks scamper across your path, racing towards a small, clear pond in the center of the clearing. A cool stream pours into it from the other side of the woods, burbling peacefully. A stag and a doe drink from the pond. Bodies pressed together, muzzles almost touching. They look up as you approach, but don't leave. Instead, bending again to drink from the cool, clear water. A single tree grows near the pond, great arcing branches sheltering the shore. Go ahead and walk down to the water pad. Other animals move through the clearing, languid and relaxed, always in pairs. Rabbits cross the paths of foxes. Hawks fly twin lazy circles in the air above. All of nature is at peace, and so are you. You see your reflection in the pond's waters, looking healthy and strong. You feel the desire, the need to drink the water. Stretch yourself upon the warm sand of the shore and drink. Feel the mountain chill coldness of the water on your tongue, down your throat, in your belly, contrasting deliciously with the gentle warmth of the noonday sun. You feel so sleepy. There is a hollow in the roots of the tree, warmed by the sun. Crawl over to it and curl up. Let the sun wash over you. Let the sounds of the water lull you into sleep. The sun is your blanket. Warm and comforting. The soil is your bed, soft and safe. Sleep for me, my good boy. Let go and sleep. The sound of humming wakes you ever so slightly. The warmth of soil and sun leaves you so sleepy. Overhead, you can see the two hawks flying together. Landing out of sight in one of the trees, you can see a woman standing in the pond with her back to you, watching them. Her long, chestnut brown hair cascades over her shoulders and down her back, threaded through with wildflowers. Her hair stops just short of her round, naked ass. You feel your breath catch in your throat as she turns towards you. Hello, mortal. She moves towards you in the water, her high, perfect breasts swaying with each motion. It's been a long time since I've seen one of you. Her face is perfect. High cheekbones, classic nose, flashing green eyes. You feel your pulse race as she looks at you. Of all animals, you men are perhaps my favorite. Her smile is sweet, inviting, and predatory. No other worships me like you do. Her long legs break the water, smooth and shapely, guiding your eyes to her naked pussy. Stand for me. Let me look at you. You stand eagerly, feeling her gaze upon you. As she reaches the shore, tiny plants bloom under her footsteps. Flowers of all the colors of the rainbow sprouting where she walks. I am the goddess of springtime. I am the goddess of renewal. Her gaze runs up and down you. You can feel it like the touch of a lover, making your skin tingle with pleasure. I am the goddess of fertility and lust. You can feel her gaze linger on your cock. You can feel it begin to twitch and harden under her attention. Will you worship me, human?
Yes.
She stands before you, taller than you are, voluptuous, statuesque, perfect. Thick, verdant green vines grow from the ground and wrap themselves around her legs. Her presence is arousing. You can feel desire begin to race through you. What would it be like to kiss her full lips, to grasp her full breasts, to hilt your hardness inside her? She raises a finger to your chin, tilting your head this way and that. Her touch causes shivers of pleasure to race through you, making you clench in excitement. Her hand moves across your cheek, while her other hand cups one of her breasts, lifting it slightly. Her hand on your cheek moves to your hair, pulling your head forcefully towards the proffered breast.
Drink of me.
Yes. Your mouth opens of its own accord, taking her hard round nipple into your mouth. Suckle on her, boy. Taste warm, sweet milk as it fills your mouth. The taste is pleasure, and you can feel it throughout your body, filling you with the desire to suckle harder, drink deeper. She draws you to her, her free hand pulling your body against hers. One of your hands rests against her lithe, muscular back, while the other holds her other breast, pinching her nipple.
Good boy.
You can feel her filling your mind with her presence, with her pleasure, even as her milk fills your mouth and slides down your throat. Her hands run down your back, and one reaches to cup your balls, weighing them, the contact bringing a moan to your lips. You feel pleasure.
I can feel these all full of virality and life, but I want more from you. I want you to grow.
Something in the touch, or the milk, or the wort, makes your balls swell. Your legs almost collapse in surprise and pleasure as you feel your balls swell under her fingers, churning with desire. Your hips buck and your cock hardens. You feel the desire, the primal need to rut and to thrust, to bury your cock in something hot and wet and expel your seed, to moan and growl like an animal.
That's it. Grow for me.
Another wave of desire washes through you as your cock swells, growing longer and harder. Your hips begin to buck uncontrollably as your whole body shakes with desire. You drink down her milk desperately, kneading all the pleasure and desire it seeds within you. Her fingers wrap around your shaft, feeling cool against the raging heat of your need.
Grow for me, man-child.
You walk a line between pleasure and pain as your cock and balls swell again, jackhammering helplessly in her grip.
That's it. Give in to the need.
You feel pre-cum spill from your tip, driven by your impossibly sensitive cock and impossibly full balls. You moan with frustration as her hand releases your throbbing shaft, gathering the dribbling liquid from your cock head.
That's better. I can taste your need, mortal. It is sweet to me.
Her hand lifts you from your suckling, forcing your eyes to her face. You can see her lips wet with your juices.
Do you need me?
Yes.
Then kneel.
Your body moves of its own volition, dropping immediately to your knees before her. Her glistening pussy mesmerizes you, the desire to lick and kiss it driving all other thoughts from your mind. Your cock and balls pulse with desperate desire, and you shiver even under the warm sun. The vines around her form under her, making a seat of greenery for her to sit in. She opens her legs invitingly, her hands guiding your head towards her.
Eat of me.
Yes. You can't resist. Your tongue flicks across her slit. Every noise your goddess makes drives you to greater devotion. Her juices on your tongue taste of honeysuckle. Her hands gently massage your scalp, keeping you from pulling away. Your hands reach under her thighs, pulling her legs up slightly, groping her firm ass as you worship her pussy. With every lick of her clit, you feel your balls ache with need and your cock clench with desire. Helplessly, you thrust against the air while you lick and suck. Every drop of her juices drives you further and further into mindless, desperate need.
I can see inside your mind, human. You do worship at my throne. I can see the fantasies within your mind. I can see your thoughts of sex, your dirty words. You fixate on me, though you know me not. My form is known to you. The hips for bearing babes. The breasts for suckling them. The womb for nurturing them. But you see them differently. The curves excite you. Your eyes dwell upon asses and tits and pussies. You desire to be within them, to spill your aching balls upon them, to satiate your lusts with them. But even in this, you worship me. Every time you spill your seed, you worship me. When you jerk your cock, you worship me. When you lust after women, you worship me. Whenever you feel the ache of your balls, the stirring of your cock in arousal, you worship me. Other animals may be driven by the need to mate, to breed. But only you humans obsess over me. Only you go to such great lengths to worship at my altar. No other species surrenders so much to me. No other has so much to give. I am your goddess. Say it to me. Murmur it into my pussy.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Her hands pull your mouth away from her, forcing you again to meet her eyes. Her eyes are wide with desire, the piercing green of her gaze seeming to penetrate you, making you shiver with desperate arousal.
Say it again. And let us be one.
You feel vines wrap around your hands and feet, lifting you off the ground. More vines surge beneath you, supporting you comfortably, almost like a bed. Small vines caress your balls, tease your cock, each touch making you shudder and moan. She rises over you, supported and propelled by her throne of greenery. Her full, heavy breasts dangle in front of you, her pussy mere inches from your needy cock. You thrash and thrust in your bonds, but you can't quite reach it. Her green eyes bore into yours.
If you truly desire the most intimate worship, you will beg for me. You will beg for me to take your seat. You will beg to breed with me. You will beg for me to fuck you, mortal. Beg. Praise me for my beauty. Praise me for my wisdom. Praise me for my power. Tell me you will worship only me. Tell me you will let desire rule your life. Tell me you are mine. Then, if you are mine, then by the rule of the cosmos, I am yours.
Her throne of vines descends, and she rubs her wet slit along the length of your swollen cock. On the count of three, she is going to engulf you. One.
Keep begging and worshipping, human, and maybe I'll allow you to sate your lusts with me.
Two. She slides herself up and down your cock, smiling as she teases you, smiling as you beg. Three. In one motion, she takes your aching cock inside.
Ah, yes.
She rides you, fast, hard, and desperate. Her hips buck and undulate, meeting yours with each thrust.
Worship me. Praise me.
Her heavy tits bounce before you, mesmerizing you. You feel yourself buck and clench and pulse with arousal, with need. Her divine pussy milks your cock, seeming to move and squeeze on its own. With each thrust down, it clenches and squeezes, driving you into mindless, babbling ecstasy. Each time she withdraws, she caresses and teases, promising more pleasure.
Worship me. Praise me. Grow for me.
You feel your cock swell even more within her, the pleasure of it doubling even as your balls swell and churn with cum. You thrash and moan in pleasure, but the vines won't let you escape the unendurable bliss of her cunt on your swollen cock.
You are going to come for me. You are going to spill your seed inside me. You have no choice.
Five. Every move, every sound drives you deeper into pleasure, closer to the edge of orgasm. You feel your balls aching to explode to fill her with hot, sticky cum. 4.
Tell me you are mine. Keep saying it until you come for me, mortal.
She picks up the pace, riding you without mercy. You can feel your mind draining away in lust, filling your balls even further while you thrash and buck inside her, trying to get every last ounce of pleasure out of her pussy. 3.
You will fill my womb with your seed. You will fill my cunt with your cum. It is your purpose.
You feel her clench on your cock, over and over again. You're on a knife's edge. If you don't come, you might lose your mind. 2.
You will howl out your orgasm to me, human. You are my animal, my rutting beast.
Her tits pressed against your chest, while her pussy milks you, strokes you, consumes you. You feel your balls churn and ache. It's time. You can't take any more.
1. Come for me. Come in me. Come with me. Fill me. Serve your purpose. That's it. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. I will have all of you, man-child. You belong to me. You are mine. Fill me with every drop of your seed. Come for me. Empty those balls into my pussy. Empty your lust into me. Worship me. That's my good, obedient servant.
Feel the vines gently lowering you to the ground. The blackness of sleep closing in around you.
Rest now, my mortal. I will have you again soon. You are mine.
And you float. Your mind at ease and relaxed. Any tension that had built up inside of you sinking away. Right now you feel limp. And it feels good. Feels good as you drift in the grass, lazily napping, sun beating warm on your skin, mind floating in afterglow, floating in sweet and blissful, trance-like relaxation and happiness, feeling so good. The clouds in the sky are just drifting by one, and your eyes lazily open to look at them. To see the birds flapping by one, and one by one, the details of your vision start to flicker and fade away. First the clouds, then the birds. The noises around you seem to quiet and settle. Slowly your vision and the world around you fades into blankness. Fades to right inside your mind once more. And still you float. And still you relax. And still you feel so good. And in a moment, I'm gonna wake you up from this place. From this blank, black place in your mind. And you're going to continue to feel good. Continue to feel happy. Feeling yourself reinvigorated with life. On the count of five. One. Slow and gentle, it doesn't need to be an abrupt thing. Two. Feel your consciousness rising. Rising. Three. Back up into a world where my voice is merely my voice, and no longer a conduit into a tranced out session and world. Four. You still feel good, though. You still feel happy. Five. Wake up. Wake up for me. My sweet, wonderful little submissive. Oh, such a fun fantasy, isn't it? I wonder where you expected I would take you. I bet when I said vines, you might have started to worry and think, what'll those vines do? But just as I said, this scene between you and I was gentle, oh so gentle. Sometimes light and refreshing and well, it's nice. Don't you just feel nice right now? I know you do. And that's good, because that's what I want you to feel. I want you to feel nice and relaxed and happy. And that's how I feel right now. And since you're a good boy, you naturally reflect the emotions of your goddess. Have a good day, Pat. See you again soon.